take you to it. Oh, here, YouTube. Bonk. There it is. It's Friday afternoon. I'm slamming into breaks, but we're having a good time with each and every one of you. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're hypothetically in a segment called Ask Maggie.
Yes.
That is honchoed by my senior producer, Jamie Martinson, and is responsive to the questions that you all have for me about basically anything you would like.
Right.
You can submit those questions at or to the email address ask Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, at civicmedia.us. I have to give some love to some of our texters. So much fun. Again, we had Michael from the 608, Tom from New Berlin, a whole bunch of other people weighing in with some of their favorite PBS shows growing up or even in the current times. Mark from Prairie du Sac, one of our longtime listeners, says his folks were big on PBS and watched Masterpiece Theater and I, Claudius. Mm-hmm. I loved some Masterpiece Theater, which then got Jamie and I talking about what was that show that Vincent Price and Diane Riggs, I think it was Rigg or Riggs, used to host.
Yeah.
Mystery. Diana Rigg. Yep. There, I'll get her name finally right. I'm sorry, Miss Rigg. The PBS series Mystery. I loved that sucker.
So good. It was so good. Doesn't love Vincent Price?
Right? They had that like animated intro thing. With this yes. really creepy music. It was so fabulous. I loved it.
Like, if you weren't terrified of Vincent Price after Michael Jackson's Thriller video, right?
Right.
I mean, he was already this enigma and he was already this really cool, right? And then he did that at the end of the Thriller video and kids everywhere had to be terrified of the man, but he was so awesome.
Talk about a character actor.
Like Mystery Theater.
Yeah, like right. a character yeah. actor very specifically made to do that mm-hmm. genre. So fabulous.
Yes.
But
I know he was incredible.
We again thanks everybody for coming along on our fun digressions. Jamie, I think we do have a couple of more questions.
This is what radio is all about.
Yes,
this is
fun digressions.
Fun. all right. So this is a good one. I don't know because I'm going to say.
Do we want to take this new texter's question?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to decide if we want 30 or 60. I'm going to say that you probably have more than one of these. So let's do 60 on this one. Okay. That
way
you can kind of do a deep dive into your favorites. So Jay is a brand new texter from the Eau Claire area listening on WCFW .2 over there. And I believe it's called The Tap. And I've got some of our engineering folk over in chat right now. So correct me if I'm not wrong. But at any rate, that's what's great about this too, is we have live chat going, so I can always be corrected if I screw it up. But Jay wants to know, Maggie Dawn, what your favorite movie is. This is a great question. So we'll do 60 seconds for this. And Cal, whenever you're ready to go.
Favorite movie. I'm going to start with The Usual Suspects. I absolutely adore that film. Of course, there's the problem of Kevin Spacey. So let's just like ignore the Kevin Spacey of the thing. Love The Usual Suspects, one of my all-time favorites. I tend to love movies that are surprising in some way. The Usual Suspects. I don't know why my brain is like completely blank right now. Let me think here. In the drama area, this is going to sound super cheesy. I loved Terms of Endearment, watched it as an adult. Very moved by that. When you get into like scarier stuff, I was freaked out for probably a year over Silence of the Lambs. I still think that is an absolutely epic film. So incredible from a filmmaking perspective. I'm trying to think of like more modern, you know, like in the last few go rounds of the Oscars, if there was anything that particularly, I'll have to think more about this because
it's a hard one.
I watch so many movies. I love film. So I watch so many movies. I actually do know what my favorite movie is.
Okay.
I think it took the music to turn off for my brain to clear. I did not see Raging Bull until I was 27 years old. And I remember just like bawling and that movie, the acting was so overwhelming, as well as the way it was shot. Mm-hmm. I every once in a while I think to my, oh, I got to sit down and watch Raging Bull.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
was
no, agreed.
Absolutely an amazing, amazing film. Michael from the 608 chiming in with Breakfast Club. That is, you know, when you talk about genre films,
yes.
What's the director's name for those? I'm blanking again. It's been a long week, y'all.
But John Hughes.
John Hughes.
No.
Yes.
Was it, am I right? Okay,
that's a John Hughes joint. Yeah, The Breakfast Club and dealing with sort of stereotypes and pigeonholing. That felt very, very close as well. Yes. I love Ferris. I mean, come on. Yeah. Ferris Bueller for just a good laugh in that same kind of time period and genre. I think I pretty much know all the words that... now I'm going full head of steam here. Few Good Men...
Oh, that's a great movie.
I know all of the words to that movie to an embarrassing degree. No, no. I strenuously object. You strenuously? Yes, I strenuously. Oh, well, in that case, your objection is sustained. Anyways.
The writing is brilliant.
It is.
Brilliant.
That was one of the first Aaron Sorkin breakthrough things. The West Wing was soon to follow, not long after that. Michael also saying... Weird Science. Now
that's another good one.
That is of the time. Jay from Eau Claire getting in on the action saying Back to the Future. What a great movie. I didn't love the sequels as much, but the OG was very
original,
good.
Right. I was just going to say two and three were good, but they couldn't top number one. They couldn't top the first one.
Yes.
And that can be a hot topic for debate for some people, just because some people, you know, really loved number two or whatever.
Yes.
Also Wayne from Montello says that The Shawshank Redemption, that's another really good one.
Yes.
I was a huge fan of Shawshank Redemption as well. And I have to say, if you like a good chick flick, as they like to be called, Steel Magnolias, you couldn't beat that cast. That was an amazing
I love it in play form, which it was before it was, but I think there's something really intimate and powerful about that.
Yep.
Wow. We could do movies for a very, very
I think we just came up with a bunch of shows,
time.
Honestly.
Yeah, just on film. Oh my gosh, it's the mystery music. Oh my goodness.
So good.
Oh,
so good.
I forgot one of my absolute favorites, Do the Right Thing. What a powerful movie. I think we just passed, it's like 25th anniversary or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh yeah, that. Oh my gosh. Are we out of time already for Ask Maggie?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. Thanks to every one of you. We got Terry Barr coming up next. So good. I remember like it was yesterday. Terry Barr coming up next with what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.